Welcome to today's Ross Telecom conference call. At this time, all participants are in listen-only mode. The call is also being recorded for replay purposes. I will now hand the conference over to Ekaterina Ustinova, Head of Investor Relations. Please go ahead.
Good morning and good afternoon. Thank you for joining us today to discuss Ross Telecom's updated corporate strategy, which we are delighted to launch today. Present on the call are Sergey Kalugin, President and Chief Executive Officer, Maria Florentyeva, Vice President for Strategic Planning and Investor Relations, Kai-Uwe Melhorn, Chief Financial Officer, and Andrey Polyaktov, Head of M&A, will also be available for Q&A session. You can find today's announcement with details on our updated strategy as well as the presentation that could accompany this call on our website at rostelecom.ru in the Investor Relations section. Our contact details can also be found should you have any follow-up questions. A replay of the conference call will also be available in the IR section of the company website. Before we start, I would like to draw your attention to the fact that some of the information provided during this call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements regarding future events or future financial performance. We wish to caution you that these statements are only predictions and that actual events or results may differ materially. We do not intend to update these statements to reflect events or circumstances occurring after today's date or to reflect the occurrence of unexpected events. Many factors could cause actual results to differ materially from these projections or forward-looking statements. I will now hand the call over to our CEO, Sergey Kalugin. Mr. Kalugin will speak in Russian and his comments will be translated. Following the presentation, we will be happy to answer your questions.
Good evening, dear friends.
С одной стороны, кажется, что стратегия – это скучная вещь. Но, с другой стороны, то, чем мы занимаемся, полно творчества.
On the one hand, it may seem that strategy is a dull thing, but on the other hand, what we are doing is full of creativity.
Если говорить о нашей стратегии в целом, то мы хотим добиться двух очень простых и понятных вещей.
Speaking about our strategy in general, we'd like to achieve two very simple and clear things.
Во-первых, мы хотим дать новое качество жизни нашим клиентам. И для этого пытаемся создать уникальную инфраструктуру, которая позволит нашим клиентам получать интернет со скоростью гигабит в секунду.
First of all, we'd like to give a new quality of life to our subscribers and customers. For this purpose, we are trying to create a unique infrastructure that would make it possible for our subscribers to get internet at a speed of gigabit per second.
Во-вторых, мы хотим сделать так, чтобы наши акционеры получили максимальный из возможных приростов стоимости.
Secondly, we'd like to make sure that our shareholders get the maximum incremental added value.
И надо сказать, что наша команда старается не только говорить, но и делать.
And I should say that our team is trying to be as good as its words.
И я очень рад сообщить, что в рамках нашей стратегии, в рамках реализации нашей стратегии, сегодня совет директоров компания приняла историческое решение. Мы будем входить и создавать экспресс мобильным оператором Теле2.
And I'm happy to announce that as part of our strategy, the board of directors today of our company made a historic decision. We are going to merge to set up a JV with Tele2.
И мы надеемся, что те решения, которые приняты, позволят нашим клиентам получить максимум возможного от проводного и мобильного ШКБ, а наши акционеры получат то, чего они достойны – рост стоимости.
And we hope that thanks to the decisions made, our subscribers will be able to get maximum from fixed line and mobile services, and our shareholders get what they deserve, higher shareholders value.
Ну, Теперь, если позволите, от этих пафосных слов я перейду к нескольким скучным слайдам, которые касаются нашей стратегии.
Now, with your permission, from this upbeat announcement, I'd like to turn to a few boring slides that cover our strategy.
Чего мы хотим сказать? Мы хотим разделить и наиболее эффективным образом управлять нашими активностями в проводном и мобильном сегменте.
What do we want to do? We want to be more active in managing our activities in fixed line and mobile services.
Значит, что касается проводного сервиса, скажем.
Speaking about fixed line services.
Во-первых, мы хотим за два года построить чуть меньше, чем 20 миллионов домохозяйств по технологии оптики до дома и сделать так, чтобы большинству наших клиентов, которых сейчас чуть меньше, чем 30 миллионов, был доступен интернет со скоростью 1 гигабит в секунду.
First of all, we'd like to have a bit less than 20 million households on technology of fiber optics to households, and so that the bulk of our customers have the technology, have internet at a speed of 1 gigabit per second.
И надо сказать, что мы рады, что наше государство здесь поддерживает нас, потому что президент Российской Федерации Владимир Ильич Путин подписал нам документ, который позволит нам модернизировать сети не только в городах, сказать, но и пользоваться государственной поддержкой при модернизации сетей в сельской и малой населенной местности.
And I should say that the government is supportive of us, and the president of the Russian Federation signed a decree that supports not only building our work networks and providing services to big cities and towns, but in rural areas and those areas that are not densely populated.
Вторая вещь, которую мы хотим сделать, мы хотим, и мы сейчас договариваемся с контент-провайдерами для того, чтобы получить уникальные предложения с точки зрения платного телевидения, сказать, и услуг OTT, связанных прежде всего видео с интернетом. Здесь мы достигли первого соглашения с Газпромедиа.
The second thing that we'd like to do is working with content providers to provide pay TV and OTT services and video content. And we have reached an agreement with Gazprom.
Media. Есть еще два важнейших элемента нашей стратегии, на которых мы сейчас, даже уже не стратегия, это конкретные программы и проекты, которые мы реализуем, и они сосредоточены в двух других сегментах.
And there are two more elements of our strategy. To be more exact, it is not just a strategy, it is a specific program focused on two segments.
Во-первых, мы хотим радикально улучшить качество клиентских сервисов и достичь стандартов клиентского обслуживания к осени следующего года на уровне лучших мировых практик.
First of all, we would like to quantitatively improve the client services and reach the best in Russia standard.
Во-вторых, мы надеемся и дальше работать над повышением нашей эффективности, и мы будем стараться максимально упорядочить и структурировать нашу работу для того, чтобы как можно больше денег сэкономить на текущих операциях.
Secondly, we would like to improve our efficiency and streamline our operations so that we can save as much as possible on current operations.
И мы очень счастливы, что к нашей команде присоединился 4 месяца назад, 5? полгода назад КАЮЭ, который взял в свои руки закупки, КАЮЭ Мельхов, наш финансовый директор, который взял в свои руки закупки, и благодаря деятельности его коллег нам удалось сэкономить 14 миллиардов рублей.
And we are happy to announce that we have Kai Yuba joining our team, which happened, when was it? 6 months ago. And he took over the procurement. And he took over procurement and thanks to the activities of his team and himself, we managed to save 14 billion rubles.
Теперь, если позволите, я хотел бы сказать пару слов о нашей стратегии в мобильном сегменте.
With your permission, I'd like to say a couple of words about our strategy in the mobile segment.
Значит, мы счастливы, что совет директоров поддержал наше намерение и согласился объединить усилия Ростелекома и компании Теле2 в развитии мобильного сегмента.
We are happy that the board of directors supported our intention and agreed to pull the efforts of Ross Telecom and TV2 to develop a mobile system. TV2.
Мне кажется, что мы прекрасно выполняем друг друга, Теле2 и Ростелеком.
It seems to us that we mutually complement each other, TV2, Russia and Ross Telecom.
Во-первых, объединенная компания будет иметь большое количество абонентов.
Firstly, after the merger, the company will have a big number of subscribers.
Во-вторых, мы прекрасно дополняем друг друга географически.
Secondly, we wonderfully complement each other in terms of geographic spread.
В-третьих, мы надеемся на то, что тот уникальный частотный ресурс, который имеет Ростелеком, будет сложен с высоким уровнем операционной эффективности, который есть в компании Теле2, с их ноу-хау с точки зрения получения клиентов и обслуживания клиентов.
Secondly, we hope that the unique frequency resource that Ростелеком has will be combined with the high level of operational performance that Tele2 Russia has and their know-how in terms of attracting customers.
Вы знаете, наверное, это вот все, что хотелось рассказать. Я не знаю, как мы будем строить наш диалог дальше. Но надо сказать, что для нашей компании сегодня, если не исторический день, то очень важный день, когда совет директоров принял действительно крайне важное решение с точки зрения развития нашего мобильного бизнеса.
Actually, this is really all I wanted to tell you today. I don't know how our further discussion will be held, but I'd like to highlight that today is a very important, if not a historic day for our company when the board of directors has made a crucial decision for the development of our business.
Oh, thank you, Sergey. Dear friends, maybe for you to give you more details on this potential JV transaction, I would like to hand the call over now to Maria Florentyeva, who will provide you some details about this transaction.
Hello. To give you details, let us start with slide 19 of the presentation, which describes the transaction structure. As I think most of you are aware, mobile business within Ростелеком Group is structured in two ways, the first being subsidiary companies with some regional presence, and another one is integrated business, which is part of Ростелеком activities together with fixed line. And this is added up by LTE and other spectrum licenses held by Ростелеком. Basing on that, we are proposing to arrange transaction in two stages. The first one being contribution of shares of Rostelecom in its mobile subsidiaries. And the second one is carve-out of integrated business together with the license portfolio into a separate entity, and then subsequently contribution of this entity into JV. If we go forward with details on the transaction to slide 21, you can see the major KPIs for two parts of the proposed JV, one being Rostelecom mobile business and the second one Teleto Russia business. As Sergey already mentioned, the JV formation creates significantly larger scale for the company, putting it into national player basket, and also allows GV to monetize much rapidly the spectrum portfolio, which is contributed by Rostelecom, and especially in mobile data services. Then on slide 23, you can see the major financial data on which we are currently analyzing the full-scale financial effect of the proposed transaction to Rostelecom. We believe that in general that effect is going to be the significant release of cash flows for Rostelecom. As GV, after it will be created, will finance the network rollout and the other capex from its balance sheet. That means that Rostelecom, after this transaction, will finance from its balance sheet on the fixed line capex. As part of the transaction also, Rostelecom intends to transfer to GV the debt, which is related to its mobile assets, and the current size of this debt allocated to mobile assets is 34 billion rubles. Therefore, we are still going on forward with our financial team, and Kyle is here with us to comment specifically if you will have questions on the financial impact. But in general, our estimate is that this transaction will allow company to put much more effort and be much more cash efficient in its operating business. Thank you.
Thank you, Maria. So now we are ready to answer your questions. As the deal is not signed yet and negotiations are still ongoing, we won't be able to provide answers to some of your questions. Thank you for your understanding. So, operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Please ensure that the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Once again, that's star 1 on your telephone keypad to ask a question. We will now take our first question from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you very much. Can you talk a little bit about the governance of the JV, the management the board composition, management team. Thank you very much.
Вы знаете, Спич, по поводу управления совместным СП хотелось бы сказать следующее.
Regarding the governance of JV, I'd like to say the following.
Во-первых, в силу того, что Ростелеком компания с контрольным пакетом государства и банк ВТБ, который владеет Теле2, имеет контрольный пакет государства, то контроль всех этих директоров получит государство.
So Firstly, given that Rostelecom has a controlling government stake, and VTB, which owns Tele2, is also controlled by the government, then the board of directors control will be in the hands of the government.
Во-вторых, мы как компания получим контроль над ключевыми комитетами при совете директоров и контроль над ревизионной комиссией.
Secondly, we as a company will have control over the key board of directors committee and over the audit committee.
Что касается кандидатуры генерального директора, то сейчас этот вопрос обсуждается по тому соглашению, которое мы подписали. Генерального директора будет предлагать консорциум между консорциум ВТБ и Банка России, а мы должны будем согласиться или не согласиться с этой кандидатурой.
Speaking about the nomination of the company's CEO, I should say that at the moment this is under discussion. In accordance with the agreement that we signed, the CEO will be nominated by the consortium set up by VTB and the Bank of Russia, and will have to either support this nomination or reject it.
Поэтому мы будем ждать, когда процесс вступит в свою формальную сторону, когда после создания СП консорциум будет нам предлагать генерального директора.
So we will have to wait for the developments and when the process enters its formal phase, when after the JV is set up, the consortium will nominate the CEO.
Thank you.
Thank you. Can I have the next question, please?
Our next question comes from Ivan Kim from VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Two quick questions, please. One on the CapEx plans of the JV on the mobile side. So whichever terms, like money terms or CapEx to sales terms or physical terms, just in the number of base stations you plan to install over probably 2014 and 16, and if possible, specifically with focus on Moscow. Secondly, how do you see the pricing strategy on the market? The market, I guess, presumes that it will be discount on the price, but any sort of thoughts on that would be appreciated. Thank you.
This is Karubi Mason speaking, the CFO. Regarding the your first question on the CapEx, I have to say that I believe it's a little bit too early to disclose details of the joint investment plan and joint budget because, as we have said at the beginning, we have today got board approval and we believe that we will close the deal very soon. At the same time, we do not have yet a closed transaction. Inside the coordination between the two companies, and also inside the due diligence process, we do know what are the plans in terms of future budget and medium-term investment plans from both sides. This is understood, but there is the clear task after closing of the deal within 3 months by the joint company to develop a medium and long-term business plan, and this medium and long-term business plan has to be approved by the new board of the company. So we believe that this will be done jointly, and as we understand, we have done for both sides already a lot of investment and installments, and also on the Tele2 side, the company knows how to build fast and how to build efficient. So we believe that will be handled in a very efficient way. With regard to Moscow, your question with regard to the launch of Moscow, our plans have not changed, and I believe inside the future GV this will be discussed and will be agreed on the details of this plan. Second question was with regard of the pricing strategy of the future joint venture. Also here, I believe that most likely the question is a bit too early because we cannot speak for the future joint venture. On the other hand, it is clear that the pricing strategy will differ regions by regions because the current presence of both companies in regions are different. In new regions, most likely there will be quite aggressive approach, which is normally, but then we do not intend, and no side of the deal has an intention to do a very aggressive discount strategy. We will try to offer to the customers very good value or better value for money, and in order to have a good penetration in the market and in order to reach a good market share. Thank you.
Thank you, operator. Can we have the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Polina Ugriomova from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Can I please ask you, if possible, to comment on how the LTE spectrum, which Rostelecom is going to contribute into a JV, is valued? And also, if possible, can we also get the valuation for the assets contributed, not only the debt contributed into a JV? This is the question number one. And number two also, can you please comment if you see any synergies from integrating two networks, and if yes, how would you estimate those? And also, do you see any costs associated in the near term with the integration of the two networks? And if yes, how would you estimate those? Thank you.
Yes, so addressing the first question on valuation, we are not disclosing it. It's fully currently, and I think that it is important to understand that that the complexity of Rostelecom mobile assets required from us quite a detailed approach to valuation. We engaged in this process not only a professional appraiser, but also Barclays Bank to provide us the board of directors of the company with fairness opinion on the distribution of value and resulting shares of two contributors in the GV. Therefore, in general, we believe that we've got the best market practice in appraising both fixed assets or going concern businesses and spectrum licenses for that transaction. Then second question is about CapEx synergies, so maybe Kaur will go on.
Yeah. Obviously, we believe that in the joint venture there will be a lot of synergies. There will be also integration costs, like usually. But when it comes to CapEx synergies, we understand that those synergies will happen, first of all, in the overlay network. Also, they will happen in the regions where we have joint presence, because by joint forces we can offer to the customer a better penetration in terms of radio systems and better services. So also I think both companies will benefit from a joint approach in terms of procurement, because by aggregating the volumes we believe that both companies, and also given the experience from both sides, we can achieve best-in-class market prices in order to build more for less capex. I think there was also a question about that
cost associated with possible costs associated with integration of two networks.
Yeah. We believe that in the first year and a half, the positive effect of the synergy and, let's say, the negative effect of integration costs will balance each other out. But on a medium and long term, obviously, all the cost benefits will go on the positive side. And I think the market synergies are obvious. So basically, a nationwide operator is created with the synergies on marketing approach and national presence. So we have a clear understanding that by doing this deal is created value for both sides, and it's the best possible deal for the shareholders. And I think this is a major milestone in the development of the telecommunication in Russia. Thank you.
Operator, can we move to the next question?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Igor Goncharov from BCS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hello. Thank you very much for the presentation. I have several questions. First, on the structure of the transaction. First questions are on the structure of the transaction, basically in relation to the slide number 19. So the questions are, first of all, the T2 LTK holding, on the capital structure of this entity, this is going to be a Russian incorporated entity. That's the first question. Secondly, I see from the slide that the economic and voting shares of Tele2 Russia holding and Rostelecom in this entity would be different. The economic stakes would be different from the voting stakes. Does it mean that this entity would have preference shares? And if so, what would be the capital structure of this entity? How many preference shares would it have, and what would be the dividend rule on those preference shares? And then when we move from the stage 1 to the stage 2, what will happen to those preference shares? Will be those cancelled if there are preference shares indeed, or would Rostelecom receive its bunch of the preference shares? And then question number 3 on the relation of the structure of the transaction. Clearly, VTB Capital is the financial investor in this story. Would any of the involved investors have a buyout option or for the stake or preemptive rights to buy the VTB Capital stakes at some horizon and at which conditions? So those are the questions on the structure of the transaction. And then on the integration, what would be the steps, the integration steps from the marketing standpoint, i.e. more specifically, when do you plan to introduce a unified brand for Tele2 and Rostelecom mobile operations? That's it. Thank you very much.
Благодарны вам за такой подробный и фундаментальный вопрос.
We are grateful to you for such a detailed and fundamental question.
Давайте попробуем отвечать. Если какая-то часть из моего ответа выпадет, тогда скажите, я отвечу еще раз.
Let me try to start answering the question. If I omit something, please let me know, and I'll try to cover that part of your question as well.
Во-первых, привилегированных акций не планируется.
Firstly, we do not plan to have preferred shares.
Доля Ростелекома в совместном предприятии будет 45%.
Ростелеком's share in the JV will be 45%.
У каждой из сторон будет преимущественное право покупки акций в случае, если другая сторона выйдет.
Each party will have a preemptive right in case of withdrawal or exit of the other party.
Процесс интеграции мы начали 2 месяца тому назад, когда создали комитет по интеграции.
We started the integration process 3 months ago when we set up the integration committee.
That's it.
Thank you very much. Just to clarify, Then on the capital structure, on the first stage, what you have is Rostelecom has 45% of voting rights and yet 26% of the economic rights. How it will be structured? I mean, if it has simply 45% of the capital, it would mean both 45% of the economic and voting rights. I mean, in this case, to make this happen, you would need to have some different classes of the shares available, or what would be the legal mechanism to have different voting and economic rights?
Yes, let me clear up those details for you. The holding company is a Russian entity, and its legal form allows us to have increased voting rights compared to economic share at the first stage. So the economic share is going to move according to value of assets contributed, but this voting participation is established at the first stage at the level which is equal to the final share of Rostelecom in the JV. So there is no preferred shares. It is a limited liability company.
It's going to be OAO by Russian open joint open stock company.
It's going to be a limited liability company.
Okay. And then on the buyout thing, you said that each of the parties would have a preemptive right. I understand by parties you mean Tele2 Russia Holdings on one side and Rostelecom on the other side. But my question was related to the shareholders of Tele2 Russia Holdings. So if VTB Capital, which is a shareholder of which will be a shareholder of Tele2 Russia Holdings, decides to exit, would Rostelecom have some preemptive rights on this stake, on its stake in Tele2 Russia Holdings, not on Tele2 Russia Holdings' stake in the T2 RTK?
Until the deal is closed, we are reluctant to comment on it.
Спасибо большое. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Operator, can I move to the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Sergei Libin from Raiffeisen Bank. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thanks for the presentation. And my first question is... I was wondering what would be the impact of the mobile business deconsolidation on OIBDA level. So you spoke about revenues and capex, and just if you could provide any color on the operating level, please.
Uh-huh. Yeah, thank you for the question. As you know, we do not historically we do not disclose OIBDA level by business unit, as well as our competitors do not do that. But what we can frankly say and also disclose is, since our mobile assets were in a way a mixture of mature business for certain regions, for instance, Ural, and also startup regions where we just started to roll out and to launch 3G services, we have OIBDA level at the combined level, which is slightly lower as our overall OIBDA level. So from this perspective, there will be a slightly positive impact on the overall OIBDA level from this perspective, but we do not disclose further details on this as of today.
Fair enough, thank you. Secondly, if I may, could you tell us whether there are any plans to monetize your stake in this joint venture, for instance, maybe dividends?
Could you be more specific, please?
So, are there any plans for this joint venture to pay dividends after the incorporation, like in the first, second year? So, until there could be any sale of the stake, like in IPO. So, what I mean.
Yeah, I think it's a relevant question, but I also believe it's a little bit early. As we have said, since the deal is not finally closed, we can not comment and disclose on details of the agreement and the contracts to be signed. So that's why I hope that you understand that you have to be a little bit more patient on those important but detailed questions. We might answer at a later stage. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. And sorry, the final one. Just could you tell whether the separation of integrated mobile assets will trigger another mandatory buyout?
Could you please repeat the question? It was not very good to hear.
Oh, sorry. Will the separation of the integrated assets cause another mandatory buyout under the legislation?
No. Коллеги, скажите, это, в общем, известная история, она, и, конечно, те акционеры Ростелекома, которые будут не согласны с этой сделкой, сказать, или которые не хотят за нее голосовать, будут иметь право продать компании свои акции. Как вы знаете, совет директоров уже утвердил стоимость, по которой Ростелеком готов будет эти акции выкупать.
Well, basically, it is an understandable story, colleagues. As you know, and it is a well-known thing, that if any shareholders of Ostelecom disagree with this transaction, those who do not want to vote for it will be entitled to sell their shares to the company. And as you know, the board of directors approved the value of the shares at which the company will buy them out.
Вы знаете, мне хотелось бы сказать на эту тему еще несколько слов.
But I'd like to add a few words to the effect.
Во-первых, мы искренне считаем, что эта сделка позволит акционерам Ростелекома получить максимально возможный прирост стоимости за счет присутствия в самом быстрорастущем мобильном сегменте мобильного ШПД.
Firstly, we sincerely believe that this deal will make it possible for Ростелеком shareholders to get maximum incremental value through presence in the most fast-growing mobile segment.
Во-вторых, хочу сказать еще одну вещь. Вот, там газеты пишут, что мы создаем четвертого оператора. Хочу сказать, что наши амбиции и амбиции наших партнеров гораздо больше. Мы хотим создать лидера в мобильной связи.
And secondly, I'd like to say that mass media and newspapers are writing that we are setting up the fourth operator. I'd like to say that our ambition and the ambition of our partners is much higher and bigger. We'd like to create a leader.
И мы считаем, что объединение наших компетенций позволяет нам считать этот план вполне реальным.
And we believe that thanks to combining our competences, we will be able to implement this plan in reality.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Operator, can we move to the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Alex Wright from UBS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. So the presentation highlights that there are 12 regions where Rostelecom's mobile assets overlap with those of Tele2, and I just wondered if you could give an indication of what proportion of the subscribers or revenues of the JV will be present in those 12 regions, please. And then the second question, I know you can't talk in detail about the financials of the JV at this point. Are you able to say at all whether you expect it to be free cash flow positive already, or is it too early to say that? Thank you.
Я бы не сказал, по второму
скажем, что да. Ну, It's the first question is a rather detailed question, and we cannot disclose the answer of this. However, in the 12 regions, and this I think I can give you an information. We have region by region different situations. We have regions where the presence of Ross Telecom is rather small. We have regions where the presence of Tele2 is rather small. And we have, I think, 5-6 regions where we have a strong presence from both sides, where we have a real mature or material overlapping. So not in 12 regions, but in, depending how you treat it, 5-6, this is the first statement. Regarding the detailed question of future cash flow and free cash flow, I need to repeat the answer I have given already before. There's a clear plan how the joint company shall develop and agree with the board of directors the medium and long-term business plan. The teams from both sides inside the integration have started this work. We have inside the utility chains process access to both sides' plans and also actual figures. However, it requires, let's say, work from both sides and then the approval of the budget and medium-term plan. So we cannot talk about this until this is approved by the future board of directors.
Thank you.
Operator, can we have the next question, please?
Of course. Our next question comes from Anna Lepetokina from Sberbank. Please go ahead.
Hello. My first question is on JV. How JV will CapEx? I mean, I know you said that it will be decided later, but just is there a possibility that you will have to finance CapEx of JV or they will have to raise debt? Do you have any understanding at this point? My second question, the press stated today that there will be the shareholder agreement. Has this agreement been signed already and whether it will be public? And my third question is general on your strategy. You spoke in details on what exactly you plan to do, but just maybe you can say some words about where you can see low-hanging fruits and where kind of first improvements can come from on the profitability level, if possible. Thank you.
And we are grateful to you for your question.
Что касается бюджета совместного предприятия, то бюджет должен приниматься совместно, и без нас его принять невозможно.
Speaking about the JV budget has to be adopted jointly, and unless we participate in the process, no budget can be approved.
Что касается акционерного соглашения, то мы согласовали его с правительством, и та директива, которую правительство дало членам совета директоров для того, чтобы они голосовали на совместном на сегодняшнем совете директоров за создание совместного предприятия, включала одобрение, подразумевала одобрение еще и соглашения акционеров.
Speaking about the shareholders agreement, then we have agreed the agreement with the government and the directive that the government gave to the board members to vote for the JV at the today's board meeting means approval of the shareholders agreement provisions.
Что касается быстрых побед.
Speaking about quick wins or low-hanging fruits.
У нас есть несколько простых и понятных планов.
We have a number of simple and clear steps in our plan.
Во-первых, за счет оптимизации клиентских сервисов мы хотим значительно уменьшить в следующем году черн и стоимость клиентского обслуживания.
First of all, by optimizing client services, we would like to significantly reduce the churn rate and next year, and we would like to also reduce the client service costs.
Во-вторых, создание СП позволит Ростелекому больше концентрироваться на решении внутренних проблем и высвободить для этого определенные финансовые ресурсы, которые мы хотим направить на радикальные изменения нашего IT-ландшафта.
And then the creation of the JV would make it possible for Ростелеком to focus on its internal agenda and issues and will release financial resources that we would like to allocate in order to do a radical change of our IT landscape.
И мы надеемся, что это приведет к очередному витку сокращения затрат.
And we do hope that this would lead to another cost-saving spiral.
Мы тут с коллегами спорим, Анна, вы имеете в виду быстрые победы в СП или в Ростелекоме?
Oh, actually, we do have a question here. We are debating it with our colleagues. Whether you mean low-hanging fruit and quick wins for the JV or for Ростелеком as a standalone company?
No, I meant for Ростелеком as a standalone company.
Спасибо, Анна. Это значит, что я вот горд, что я понимаю лучше, чем мои коллеги.
Thank you, Anna. I am glad to say that I understand better than my colleagues do.
Что нам еще хочется сказать, Кэть? Мы сейчас очень сильно переработали свою продуктовую линейку. И надеемся, что новые тарифы высокоскоростные на вновь построенных оптических сетях позволят нам гораздо быстрее привлекать абонентов. И те сети новые, которые мы построим, они будут гораздо дешевле в обслуживании.
What else would we like to say? We believe that the new product line that we are that we have very much redesigned and we hope that thanks to this new product line and new high-speed tariff rates for newly built optic lines would make it possible for us to attract subscribers more quickly. And the new networks that we'll build will be cheaper in terms of maintenance and service.
Operator, can we move to the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Roman Arbutsov from Barclays. Please go ahead.
Hello, and thank you for taking my question. Both of my questions relate to the mobile JV. On slide 20, you guys mentioned that you can acquire additional equity interest up to the controlling stake. Can you just clarify, do you have to stop at 50% or can you go beyond that? Or does this mean 50% plus one share, for example? And my second question is on the, again on the JV, I'm wondering who will be running the JV on the operational level. I know you have mentioned that you're still deciding who will be the CEO, but is there some sort of preliminary agreement on which legacy team, Ростелеком or Tele2, will be in charge? And there were some press rumors as well of the coming redundancies in Ростелеком mobile division. So can we assume that it will be the Tele2 guys who will run the JV? Thank you.
Спасибо вам за прекрасный вопрос. Если позволите, я начну с третьего вопроса.
Thank you for your wonderful question. And with your permission, I'd like to start by answering your third question first.
Бесспорно, объединение мобильных бизнесов двух компаний позволит Ростелекому сократить персонал. Точную цифру мы сейчас озвучивать опасаемся, но по результатам работы нашего координационного комитета наверное, расскажешь.
No doubt that combining the resources of the two mobile operators would lead to some redundancy. I cannot quote any exact number as to the total number of layoffs, because it is up to the because it is up to the coordination committee to decide.
С точки зрения команды, то мы, как нам кажется, послали все необходимые сигналы нынешнему менеджменту Теле2 для того, чтобы они остались в компании и продолжали максимально эффективно работать над ее развитием.
From the perspective, it seems to us that we have sent all the needed messages and signals to the incumbent management of Tele2 to have them on board and continue working for the company and continue their maximum efficient performance for the benefit of the company's development.
И мы надеемся, что основная нагрузка в развитии совместного предприятия ляжет на них.
And we do hope that the key load related to the JV will be borne by them.
Что касается увеличения нашей доли в совместном предприятии, мы будем очень вдумчиво подходить к этому вопросу.
Speaking about the increase of our share in the JV, we are going to take a very thoughtful approach to this matter.
But sorry, can you just clarify, in the controlling stake, does that mean you have to stop at 50% or can you go beyond?
Вы знаете, Петь, хочу повториться, что мы рассматриваем эту инвестицию как стратегическую для себя.
I'd like to repeat that we are considering this investment as a strategic from our own perspective.
Что касается конкретной доли, то и как она будет меняться, я бы хотел бы сейчас задержаться ответа на этот вопрос.
Speaking about the participatory interest and how it is going to change, this is a question that I'd like to abstain from answering for the time being.
Хотел бы только сказать, что мы будем действовать в этом вопросе прежде всего в интересах акционеров Ростелекома.
But I'd only like to add that in this respect, we are going to act in the best interests of Ростелеком shareholders.
Thank you.
Thank you. Operator, can we have the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Evgeny Golosnoy from Metropol. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. A couple of questions from my side. First is this question about the controlling interest. Eventually, you may eventually get in the company. I mean, are you really interested in getting it? That's the first question. I mean, and if yes, are there legal instruments in the deal that you're going to sign guaranteeing that, sort of making it almost certain that you will get it in case you want it? And the second question is more about the operational statistics of forecasts for the new company. What's your estimate of the, let's say, five-year CapEx requirement for the company to become, as you claim, the leader on the Russian mobile market in US dollar terms? And that's the one. And secondly, are there any areas or geographic areas particularly that this new company would like to prioritize, let's say, data in Moscow or 3G in Moscow or whatever? Are there any preferences or priorities for the JV to start doing things?
Позвольте, я отвечу на первый вопрос, а на второй попрошу ответить Кайло Лыски.
Please allow me to answer your first question, and my colleague Кай Уве will follow me and answer your second question.
Над этой сделкой мы работали с ведущими инвестиционными банками и лучшими международными юристами.
We've been working with leading international investment banks and leading international lawyers to structure the deal.
Поэтому мы считаем, что у нас есть необходимые или, скажем так, достаточные возможности для получения контроля в случае, если к этому возникнут реальные предпосылки.
That's why we believe that we have all the requisites, or let's say all sufficient opportunities to acquire control if there are real prerequisites for taking over a controlling stake.
Let me try to answer the second question. I understand that the topic is very interested in. You, of course, would like to get more detailed information about future business plans, OEBITDA level, revenue levels, and future investment plans. But I have to repeat myself that this is unfortunately too early to provide detailed figures, and I have given the reasons before. But let me give, let's say, at least certain understanding and certain outlines. It's for me obvious, and also this is based on the discussion we had, that the company will have a kind of a cluster approach. The company, the joint venture, will not go for all the regions at the same time. So they will do a logical step-by-step approach based on priorities. Moscow is obviously one of the priorities, but also in terms of CapEx development, it is obvious that, for instance, for regions where, for instance, today Tele2 has a 2G presence, and an upgrade to 3G is something which can be done rather quick and fast and provides value. So from this perspective, those things will be done, and they are more than logical. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, operator. Can we move to the next question, please?
We can indeed. Our next question comes from Alexandra Sarova from Renaissance Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, good evening. Thank you for the presentation. Two short questions from my side. First, can you please name the regions where GV currently doesn't have operations, except for Moscow, that you plan to enter, well, in 2014 and to 2016, and what technology you plan to use there? And the second question is with regard to GV ownership structure. Actually, you said you will not discuss how you plan to change your stake in GV, but whether at all you will be able to sell or buy additional shares before the IPO, and what will be your restrictions for you and your partner to sell your shares in GV, please?
Alexandra, I think as answering to your first question, it could be easily matched according to our website and actually website of Tele2 Russia, or we can provide you this information. I think there is no time and no need to mention all this region now.
No, I mean, what are the plans? So you plan to enter only Moscow in 2014 or some other regions where the GV doesn't have operations?
Знаете, нам не хотелось бы комментировать сейчас планы мобильного СП, но хочу вам сказать следующую вещь, что на прошлой неделе в Ростелекоме было принято важное судьбоносное решение. Мы решили, что мы будем достраивать Санкт-Петербург по технологии F-Japan, и через два года 90% городских квартир должны быть подключены к нашим
Well, to be honest, I'm reluctant to comment on the mobile GV plans, but I can tell you the following thing. Last week, Rostelecom made a very significant decision that will actually describe our future destiny, so to say. We are going to continue building the network in St. Petersburg using the GPON technology, and in 2 years, 90% of households will have to be hooked up to our fiber network. And it is a multi-billion project.
Что касается физической стороны мобильного спектра, мне кажется, что мы как бы пытались ответить на этот вопрос. Да, мы считаем, что у нас есть реальные возможности достичь того, чего мы хотим с точки зрения акций.
Speaking about the legal aspects of the JV, I think we have already covered that by saying that we believe that we have every legal possibility and have every opportunity to deliver and achieve what we like in terms of the equity stake.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Operator, can we have the next question, please?
Of course. Our next question comes from Igor Semenov from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is once again open.
Okay. Yeah, thanks very much for the follow-up. Can I just clarify that the launch in Moscow will be done already by the JV, and can I also clarify that you may have answered this already, but probably missed it. I mean, did you all decide that it will be the Tele2 brand that you will use across the country, or this will be something else? Thank you.
Коллеги, мы надеемся, что нам удастся быстро продвинуться по пути создания совместного предприятия, и, скорее всего, услуги 3G, в Москве будет оказывать оно. Что касается второго вопроса, то там, простите нас, мы пока не хотели бы на него отвечать, поскольку наша сделка до конца не закрыта. А совет директоров, так что мы очень благодарны, сегодня ее одобрил, но у нас нам предстоит еще целый ряд других необходимых юридических шагов.
Colleagues, we hope that we'll be able to move forward establishing the JV, and in all likelihood, the 3G services will be provided by the JV in Moscow. Speaking about further to your second question, we have to apologize because we are not willing to answer this question due to the fact that the deal is not yet closed.
Okay, and another follow-up on financial impact. Do I understand correctly that you will not be obviously consolidating the results of the JV because you don't control it, so you will be only accounting for its share, for your share in the capital of the JV. So therefore, in the early stages, until stage two, you will account for 26% of the earnings or losses of the JV, and after that, for 45%. Is that correct?
Yes, this is correct.
Thanks.
Operator, can we have the next question, please?
Absolutely. Our next question comes from Polina Ugryamova from Morgan Stanley. Please go ahead.
Yes, thank you very much for follow-ups. Two technical questions on my side. First, in terms of consolidation of the income from a JV under Russian accounting standards, am I right in understanding that there will be no consolidation at all? I'm talking about Russian accounting standards. And the second one relates to the buyout, which is related to this divestment of mobile assets, which is to be approved on the EGM later in December. When you will need to determine the maximum amount of money you will be able to spend for the buyout, this should be linked to 10% of NAV. Can you tell us what the date for this NAV will be used? Will it be end of Q3 or end of Q4? Or any other month? Thank you.
The answer on the first question is that you are correct. Under Russian accounting standard, we will not consolidate the figures of the JV. And on the second question, the date is 30th of November.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Sorry, can I have the next question, please, operator?
Absolutely. We'll now take our next question, which is a follow-up from Igor Goncharov from BCS. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for the follow-up. I wanted to follow up on the questions that I asked earlier. On the legal, first of all, on the legal structure of the T2 LTK holding, you mentioned this would be a limited liability company incorporated in Russia. What does it mean in Russian? Is this открытое акционерное общество, or is this общество с ограниченной ответственностью or some other kind of legal structure. And second question relates to the buyout, which presumably will take place after the approval of the reorganization on the EGM of the 30th of December. I think, as far as I understand, from legal standpoint, nothing stops you from submitting the shares of the quasi-treasury shares owned by Mobitel to the buyout because they are not directly owned by Rostelecom. Is there any risk that Mobitel may submit a part of its stake to the buyout? Thank you.
Yes. So on the legal form of GV is going to be общество с ограниченной ответственностью ООО, and the buyout procedures are not today among the issues that we're prepared to discuss.
Okay. Thank you very much. And just to follow up on the legal structure. If this is общество с ограниченной ответственностью, then would it mean that before going for an IPO, you would have to restructure the legal structure into the open joint stock company, which would involve additional legal procedures?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Operator, can we move to the next question and the last one?
We will now take our last question, which is a follow-up from Ivan Kim from VTB Capital. Please go ahead.
Just a question on dividends. One on the dividends from GV. Will there be any dividend policy there? And will you collect the dividend from the year one? And then secondly, on a dividend of Rostelecom, we asked this question before, but just wanted to find out whether there is anything new. So what kind of payout, dividend payout should we expect next year? From 2013 earnings to be paid next year. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for the question. Unfortunately, we cannot tell you about future dividend policy of a company which is officially and legally not yet formated. As you understand, we are in the interim stage, so we have done today a very important step in order to get approval from our board of director to go ahead and finalize the deal, but the deal is not yet closed, so details of the future setup, including dividend policy based on this, cannot be disclosed. Also, we believe it is too early to disclose on a future, let's say, 2014 dividend procedures for Rostelecom, as we are, as of today, in the final stage of the budget discussion with our board, and this is part of this relevant discussion. We cannot give you details, but we believe that our dividend payout will be related to our possibilities and also will be in the light of the market. Thank you.
Коллеги, мы очень благодарны вам за ваши вопросы, и мы вам благодарны вдвойне, потому что Ростелеком является спонсором баскетбольного клуба ЦСКА, который играет сегодня с Барселоной. И у нас еще есть шанс пойти и сбросить на этом матче все эти эмоции, которые накопились у нас за последние два месяца.
Colleagues, we are very grateful to you for your questions. And we'd like to express our double gratitude because Rostelecom is sponsoring CSK Basketball Club, which is playing with Barcelona today. So we do have a chance to have a vent for our emotions that accumulated over the past few months.
So I think we're done for today. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your questions. Bye-bye.
that will conclude today's conference call. Thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect.